So basically, when I was 15, my father was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which is a really rare pediatric tumor and usually found in kids. In the off chance it's found in an adult, it's more aggressive. And so that was sort of my introduction into medicine, just sort of following him through his chemotherapy and radiation treatments and a number of surgeries. And seeing all the things he went through got me interested in cancer care and medicine in general. And I grew up in a family of doctors, but it didn't really strike me until he got sick and sort of had to navigate the whole healthcare system. So he was an anesthesiologist, my mom was a radiation oncologist, so it was sort of like, I think, in my blood to go into medicine. And just being with him throughout his illness really solidified that for me. I knew that I wanted to do something related to health. I wasn't sure if it was going to be medical school or a completely alternative route. Seeing my dad sick from chemo, it kind of turned me off at first a little bit to Western medicine, I'll be honest, because, to see all the, toxic effects these drugs he was getting were having on him, it made me sad to see like him like with a weakened immune system and with so much nausea and all the other side effects, the hair loss. And it actually happened that he got into a meditation class and started receiving acupuncture while he was sick to sort of decrease his side effects. And I saw that it was really helping him, not necessarily cure the cancer, because obviously he did end up passing away after 14 months. But I was really intrigued by the fact that, he could go to these acupuncture treatments and come back and he didn't feel nauseous anymore. And so at the time I was like, wow, it never even occurred to me that there were healing modalities outside of Western medicine because, my family were traditional doctors, so I never saw anything else. So at the time I was like, maybe that would be a route I could take instead of traditional medical school. And basically what happened was, being 15, I was very young. I think I didn't know how to deal with my father's death when it first happened, and so I sort of ran away from it at first and sort of fueled all my energy into performing really well in school and sort of ignored that his death had happened. And eventually that caught up to me. I think you can never run away from something so big. And in my senior year, I'd worked really hard. University of Pennsylvania was my first choice college. I was working for 3 years to get in there. I basically got in early decision, and then I got really sick afterwards. It was like all the adrenaline and I had been on, like, just I just sort of crashed, and actually ended up in the hospital for about a month in my senior year. I had ulcers in my small intestine, and I was bleeding internally and had no idea. And that kind of threw me for a big loop and was a huge wake-up call that I needed to, incorporate these relaxation techniques more into my life. But that also Western medicine was still necessary. If it weren't for, IV steroids and other things, blood transfusions that I received in the hospital, I might not be here. That's like what saved me in an acute situation. So basically that was another turning point for me because I realized that maybe a better route would be to combine Western medicine with some of the more alternative therapies I had seen my dad using. And so once I started college, I started a different route, and I incorporated more things like meditation and yoga into my life to help reduce stress and make sure all my digestive problems were in order. And since then, I have been totally fine. My health has been in balance, and I did decide to go to medical school because I thought that I could do something related to integrative medicine, seeing that, traditional medicine and alternative therapies could be combined in a beneficial way. I've seen it in myself. Like I said, I saw it in my dad, even though, Western medicine didn't ultimately cure him. He did need those treatments that he was receiving. I realized that, as a 15-year-old, you sort of have some young, naive ideas about all kinds of things in life. But then when I went through my own a health crisis as an 18-year-old, I realized, oh, he did need chemo, he did need radiation, and he combined those with acupuncture, and that was what he needed to do at the time. And then I myself, once I combined the therapies, and they worked for me, I realized that that could be something that should be explored by, you know, any physicians who really are interested in it. And not all physicians are, but I think it's become increasingly popular, and patients are interested in it. And so I think what your patients want, you have to at least explore what they're trying to tell you, and not down anything immediately. You got to look into, you're taking an herb. Let me look up. Are there any studies on it? What are the benefits? How does it make you feel? You know, I think you got to be receptive to what the patients say. Some of my doctors, I was having a lower back pain issue, and I went to the doctor, and they wanted to inject me with steroids right away. I was like, you know what? I don't really want to do that. Let me see if I could do something else that's, you know, less invasive at first. And I went back a couple weeks later. I was like, oh, you know, I've been taking this yoga class, and I feel a lot better, you know? And, you know, the doctor was like, oh, all right, well, if you feel better, then we don't need to, you know, we don't need to do the steroid injection. So I think just being open-minded is a good thing. My mom was with me throughout everything I went through my senior year of high school when I was sick. And she was also very open to anything that could help me get better quickly and get me off. I was on, to get me off steroids because I was on them for many months. And she wanted to, you know, have me see my dad's acupuncturist, actually, to see what she had to say about, you know, improving digestive issues and boosting my blood counts. I was anemic for a long time. And, you know, so my mom, I think when you're in any sort of a crisis situation with a family member, you're more willing to go those routes. Not necessarily in the maintenance stages when everything's okay. You're like, oh, like, I don't really necessarily know too much about these alternative therapies. Maybe I don't need to use them. When you're in an acute crisis, you're like, oh, I really want to try anything that could work. And so my mom saw that some of these things really were helping me, and so she's very open to it as well. I think she likes that, you know, I'm sort of continuing the line of doctors in the family, and that I'll do something different because I am into integrative medicine, which no one in my family has done before. So it's sort of continuing tradition, but also adding something new to the mix. I was a classics major in college, so, you know, coming in as a non-science major is definitely, was a big transition to be around so many scientific people, all the science, all the time. And, you know, I knew that it would be that way, but it was definitely, it's a different way of thinking than, you know, writing a paper about what Hippocrates said about medicine is completely different than learning things in medical school. But, you know, it's been good since then. I think we're finally learning things that are more clinically relevant than when we first started school. Like, you know, biochemistry is not necessarily my favorite subject, so that was a little bit difficult. But now we're doing more clinical activities and things like that, so I'm really enjoying it a lot. I took a year off after college to sort of get oxygen to my brain before starting med school. And I took a level 1 and 2 Reiki class. And so that's sort of been my go-to for self-care so far in medical school and before that as well. But I think it's something that a lot of people don't know about, and it's also a little bit hard to describe. But it's actually pretty cool because there's a lot of physicists that have been studying this concept of, you know, having sort of an energetic body around you and studying the effects of Reiki on mice and rats and seeing that, you know, it could decrease your heart rate, you know, relax you, things like that. And so I'm really looking forward to in the future hopefully doing research in the field because it's something that hasn't really been explored too much. And, you know, is it a placebo effect? Like, oh, I'm just taking time out to do this and it's making me feel better, or is there really something there that we can tangibly research, you know?
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.